Thandi Maqubela was found guilty of the murder of her husband, Patrick, by the Western Cape High Court on Thursday, and accused Vela Mabani, he was found not guilty by Judge John Murphy. Her co-accused, Vela Mabena, was acquitted on the basis that the state had not proved his involvement beyond reasonable doubt. Why do some spouses resort to murder instead of divorce? And what now for Maqubela? Online is Legal Eagle. That's Johan Chris de Jager. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Good morning to all the listeners out there.
What would you say? What is likely next for Thandi Maqubela now that she has been found guilty?
Yeah, well, basically now she has to face sentencing. And the court will decide now what an appropriate sentence for her is under the circumstances. So she will... Yeah, they will... take all of the facts.
Need to murder their partners in order to get out of a marriage. Is it money or is it more complex than in your experience?
Look, it's difficult to say what goes through a criminal's mind when they do these things. But certainly in this case, there was motive, in the sense that there was financial motive, because the judge had signed a life policy of 20 million before his death, a couple of weeks before his death.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that paid out to his estate on his date of death. So that definitely put some financial motive there for his wife to commit this. And also, you know, there's an old saying that says, hell has no fury like a woman scorned.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in this case, it was common knowledge that the judge was having various affairs with different women, and so that would obviously pose an emotional motive for his wife to commit this crime as well.
Yes. Yeah.
So yeah, I would suspect those were the two main motives for her.
Now, tell us as you analyze this case, Mr. Yaga, what do you think is it that got to Thandi Maqubela's chances on appealing, seeing that circumstantial evidence is against her rather than the forensic?
Yeah. No, look, on firstly, in any criminal case, the state has to prove the accused guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. Now, that means if the accused can place a version before court which can be reasonably possibly true, then that accused must be found not guilty. And normally it would be difficult for the case if there wasn't for the state if there wasn't eyewitness testimony and there wasn't conclusive forensic evidence. It would be difficult for the state to prove the accused guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. But in this case, what damned the accused in this case was the fact that she couldn't place a reasonable doubt before the court, because the version that she placed before the court was found to be totally false, and you know, she contradicted herself and incriminated herself during her testimony under cross-examination to a great deal.
Mm.
So the crucial circumstantial evidence that led to the inference being drawn that she was guilty of this crime was indeed the cell phone mapping records, which showed that she was at the scene of the crime at the time of the crime.
Mm.
whereby she had previously denied this in a statement to the police, and in her testimony she said she was at the airport or something. She wasn't at the scene of the crime. But when the state produced the cell phone mapping records, they could see that she was lying, and that they traced her cell phone to the vicinity of the flat at the time of the crime. And they also traced the judge's phone as well. And she stated under oath that she wasn't in possession of the judge's phone. But they found, when they looked at the records, they found that during the time of the murder and after the murder as well, the judge's phone was in the vicinity of her phone, in the vicinity of the flat and a bit later at the airport in Cape Town, and after that at Oliver Tambo Airport in Johannesburg. And so when the prosecutor put this to her, she said, no, she doesn't, someone must have followed her with her husband's phone. Mm-hmm. I mean, what is the likelihood of someone taking her husband's phone, following her to the airport, mm-hmm. getting on the same airplane as her, and then showing up at Oliver Tambo Airport mm-hmm. on the same flight as
highly
her.
Unlikely.
Yeah, so it was clear that she was covering things up. She was lying.
Mm.
Furthermore, they traced the calls and SMSs that were sent from her husband's phone after his death. Now, there was three calls from the judge's phone that were made after his death. And when they traced the recipients of these calls, it was found that the one call was made to his wife's friend, the other call was made to her workplace, and the other call was made to her business partner.
Mm.
Now, I mean, what does that point towards?
Yes.
It mm-hmm. obviously points to the fact that she made use of his phone after his death, and she concealed this to the court. She never mentioned it in a statement, and she denied it under mm. oath. But then, you know, so she really incriminated herself during her testimony, and that's what ultimately led the court to be able to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that she was definitely guilty of this murder.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Yaho, we do have like a minute left, but tell us, how long do you think she is facing, and also will she be appealing?
Look, when it comes to appeal, she can. The most important consideration when it comes to appeal is, firstly, she doesn't have express right to appeal in the High Court. She must apply for leave to appeal.
Okay.
So then the court must decide whether she has a reasonable chance of success. And if there's a reasonable possibility that another court might come to a different finding on the same facts. Now, on the fact, normally it's not likely that this would succeed. I mean, this is a very extensive judgment, 220 pages.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't read everything, but I think it's unlikely that the appeal would succeed in under this. Circumstances. Further, when it comes to judgment, I expect anything between 50 and 30 years
mm-hmm.
Prison sentence for
okay.
under the circumstances.
Yuan Christiaha, legal expert, thanks so much for joining us this morning and giving some clarity for us on this issue.
No, it's a pleasure. If any of the listeners out there have any legal questions or queries they want to raise, they can feel free to contact me anytime.
Okay.
My telephone number is 021 426 5055. We are De Jager, De Klerk Attorneys. You can also email us at info@ddattorneys.co.za.
Okay.
Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Thanks very much. Enjoy your day further,
okay,
sir.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.